Mountains get high.
I'm on this.
While I'm on.
While I'm on this.
Burdens get heavy.
While I'm on.
We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. That's the sound of Milwaukee's own Queens of Harmony. The gospel quartet has been singing in Central City churches for almost half a century, and they have also performed in Washington, D.C., and as far away as Japan. But this Friday evening, Milwaukee Gospel Jubilee at the Pabst brings together five of Milwaukee's great gospel groups for an evening of celebration, and the Queens will perform on the Pabst Theater stage for the first time. The Queens of Harmony are a quartet, but there are five members of the group. One singer sits out each song so that each voice gets a chance to rest. The current group is Jesse McCullum, Julia Love Brown, Dorothy Ivory, Deborah Estelle, and Joyce Johnson. They, along with Milwaukee singer-songwriter and the Jubilee Concert organizer John Seeger, joined me in the studio recently to chat and to perform a few songs. McCullum explained the history of the group.
We started 50 years ago, starting in August this year. Originally started by listening to the Masonic Wonders, and one of the ladies of the group asked us, why don't the Queens, you know, get a group together, and that's how we originally started singing.
Basically because the guys did it and you wanted to do it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jesse's married to one of the Masonic Wonders, Charles McCullum.
Okay, that's of course why the
great singer.
Yeah, why the name is so familiar.
Yeah.
So 50 years ago, you've been singing ever since, but you're doing something slightly different than the Masonic Wonders in that most of the time you are a cappella, right?
Right.
Was that a decision you made early on?
No, that was a decision that our first manager, Miss Miola Wilson, had made for us just to start singing a cappella. So we started from there.
The other four of you are here. I know it's a quartet, and we'll explain the reason that there are five in a minute, but how did all the rest of you get involved, and how long have you been involved? Joyce, what about you?
Well, I've been involved going on 26 years now or something. How I got involved is that they used to rehearse at my mom's house, Dorothy, and I used to listen to them sing all the time. So one time, my TT here, Julia, she had to leave for going down south on a leave of absence because of sickness in the family. And she told me to take her place, and she was just kidding, though. But I wasn't kidding. I was like, okay. And I took her place, and when she came back, I was like, you got another place because I'm here in your place, so you got the other place. And I've been here ever since.
And Julia, was that okay?
That was fine. That was perfectly fine with me. You know, I was so happy to see that she had really taken such an interest in actually becoming a member of the Queens of Harmony. So it was great for me when I came back to see her indulging in the group and singing and just being there to learn as much as she could. And she's been here, like she said, about 26 years, so...
And Dorothy, for you to have your daughter in, that must be nice.
Right.
And when did you first start with the group? And actually, Julia, I didn't even get when you started.
Oh, well, I've been singing for about 35 years.
With this group?
With this group.
Wow.
Yes.
And for you, ma'am?
About 32 years, I think,
in all. And how did you meet? Did you meet in church?
No, I learned from my aunt. And I came, here, I moved here in 77, and... one of the ladies that was with them at that time asked me, do you like to sing? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, you want to come sing with us? Which I did. And I've been with them ever since, really. It's a great group. I just like singing. I've been singing since I was five.
And Deborah, for you.
Yes.
When did you first get involved?
I've been with the group about 30 years. I started singing when I was about three in church. I used to sing along, do duets with our mom. Unlike our sister here, my sister, she started singing when she was 19. She used to be kind of bashful, but I've never been bashful. I sang all through high school and church. And I just like to sing. I love music, any and all types, all genres.
Listen, I'm on my way to glory land.
Oh, I'm on my way to glory.
I'm on my way to glory land.
Oh, I'm on my way to glory land.
Listen, I'm on my way to glory land.
Oh, I'm on my way to glory land.
Listen, I'm on my way to glory land.
I'm on my way.
How do you choose songs? And how do you arrange them? How does that all come about?
Well, if we hear a song that we like, it doesn't matter if it's a quartet or a choir song, we just arrange it to our voice and we just sing it. We rehearse on it and sing it.
Do you ever have any difficulties coming up with the arrangements? Are there artistic differences?
Oh, yes. That does come about from time to time, you know. But we kind of like work it until we get it to fit us. We basically have the three-part harmony for the background. You know, we get the harmony. It's usually really easy for the lead singer because, you know, the background is kind of what pushes the lead singer on. And a lot of songs that we do, the lead singer can just ad lib and the background can like kind of just take it on and make it flow really easily. But we work hard at what we do. Now it kind of comes a little bit easier because we've been doing it for so long, you know. And we have such wonderful people like Mr. Seeger here who always encourages us and tell us we're kind of like some of the best at what we do. So that's a great plus.
That's always nice.
I paid her to say that.
So, John, now how did you get involved with these ladies?
I've been stalking the Queens of Harmony for quite a while. I met them through the Masonic Wonders, and I got involved with them because their bass player asked me to stop by. They're looking for somebody to fill in on guitar, and I wound up doing a lot of these programs at the churches, and it's an astounding education for me. I grew up, I don't know if these ladies know, but I grew up Catholic when there was a Latin Mass based on Gregorian chant. Mm-hmm.
So this is a little different.
It's way different. I was an altar boy. So, you know, I had to learn all that Latin. It's not even close, you know. Music has come a long way.
It definitely has.
From Gregorian chant to Queens of Harmony.
Now, for this event that's coming up, this is a really amazing evening that is sort of a celebration of Milwaukee gospel. And you are a key part of it. How long has this been in the works? Were you invited or were you one of the ones that basically said, we need to do this?
Okay. I hate doing all the talking here, but
that's okay.
It was my idea.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
I'm on the board of Progressive Community Health Centers, and I've been telling everyone, a musician in a room with doctors and administrators and these super competent professionals sometimes feels a little lost. I felt like I wasn't really contributing. The day after one board meeting about a year and a half ago, my wife called me, my wife Lindsay, who's also working on this with us, to say, turn on the radio, Aretha Franklin's on. And I think she was being inducted into the Gospel Hall of Fame, although it seems kind of late for that because I was on your station. It connected in my mind. Progressive does wonderful things, and they're in the middle of a capital campaign building a new facility on 35th in Lisbon, expanding from like I think around 8,000 square feet to 42,000, and just a really great bunch of people. And who else helps in that part of the city is, you know, the Gospel Church is a big provider of care and spiritual counsel. And something popped in my head, and I said, Milwaukee Gospel. Mm-hmm. So the first person I called was Julia, because she knows everybody in the gospel world.
So yeah. you're the connector.
I'm the connector, yes.
Yeah.
John and I, we sat down, and he and I talked about it, and we started from there. We were just so excited just to sit down and you know, just see this. And now that it's going to be manifested before us, it's just great. Because it's for a great cause. It's a great cause, and I'm really overwhelmed. I just can't wait, and I want everybody to come out and just be uplifted in the spirit with this event that's about to take place.
Well, and I know you ladies perform sometimes 3 and 4 times a day, depending on, you know, in different churches and different groups and that sort of thing. Is this the first time you've performed at the Pabst?
This will be the first time. The first time.
That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, that's one of the really beautiful things about it is that I feel this is a culture that demands respect and has sort of been passed by a lot of the population at large. They don't get to see it. I mean, it's not on purpose all the time. The Pabst means respect. When they said yes, it was a big, big thing to us because, you know, I don't see a downside to paying respect to one of the really great traditions in America and helping out people who do need help. It's a win-win-win. I could keep going.
All the way around.
It really,
yeah. Absolutely.
It looks like a beautiful thing.
Yes.
So many people talk about me, but I'm going on. So many people talk about me, but I'm going on. So many people talk about me, but I won't let that hinder me.
I'm going on, oh, yeah, with the Lord. With the Lord.
Sometimes I think my work is in vain, but
I'm going on.
Sometimes I feel my work is in vain, but
I'm going on.
Sometimes I feel my work is in vain, but I'm going on just the same.
I'm going on. Oh, yeah. With the Lord. With the Lord. And I'm going on. Oh, yeah. With the Lord.
Well, listen. Oh, Satan tried to turn me around, but
I'm going.
Since you've been singing here for so long, what makes the Milwaukee gospel scene special? I mean, what makes it Milwaukee? Is there something in the way that you approach the music, something in the way that you perform it, that people who know gospel music are going to say, oh, yeah, they're from Milwaukee?
Everybody that's here based in Milwaukee knows that we have a sound that's kind of different from most.
Yeah, and that's why I'm asking, because it is.
It's quartet. When we were chose to go to D.C., we were chose out of a bunch of people, like 150-something. Everybody who's singing Milwaukee just about has to incorporate music. We incorporate music sometimes, too. We can sing with music, but the number one thing is that we sing quartet. We can sing without the music. We don't need the music.
Yeah. You don't need that backing.
Because our voices is the music.
Yeah. The Wisconsin Arts Board, you know, it's an art. What mm-hmm. we sing, they took it, and we never really just thought about it, that it was such an art.
Right.
And then when we got involved with the Wisconsin's Arts Board, and they showed us and took us different places, they took us to the Great Mall of Washington, D.C., where we performed out there on that Great Mall Ooh. For 15 days. Mm-hmm. 15 days, two mm-hmm. sessions a day mm-hmm. for 15 days. During that time, they inducted us as members of the Smithsonian Institute. And after that great time, we went to Madison, and then all of a sudden, we got a chance to go to Chiba, Japan for 7 days. And we performed
amazing.
There. And believe you me, they say music is an international language. It is an international language. It was an experience where we performed before thousands of the Japanese people. And it was just glorious. You know, everybody was getting with us. We didn't speak the language, but it somehow the music kind of transcended, and everybody was up and just celebrating our music.
With you.
With us.
That must have been something.
And it is. Yeah. It was, and believe you me, it's an experience we'll always treasure. Always.
Well, I have a feeling that this concert you're going to treasure
oh, yes.
as well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And I hope that this is the beginning of a long and fruitful relationship
oh, yeah.
that you have with right. the Pabst, because it seems to me that, as you're saying, that this is such a Milwaukee thing, this mm-hmm. particular quartet sound, mm-hmm. that we should be celebrating it and we should be getting
Absolutely.
It out there more.
Absolutely.
I'm so grateful that you guys were willing to come here.
Oh, thank you for having us. Thank you for inviting
and
us.
And best of luck with the concert.
Oh,
are you
going
to come to the event?
I am.
All right.
You bet.
Great.
I wouldn't,
great. Sing.
I wouldn't miss
you
it.
You get up and sing?
No. No. We want people to come back. We're going to go out with a song of yours, but while we do that, I want to say thank you all very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Very welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
The Queens of Harmony are Jesse McCollum, Julia Love Brown, Dorothy Ivory, Deborah Estelle, and Joyce Johnson. They, along with Milwaukee singer-songwriter John Seeger, join me in the studio. We heard excerpts from the two songs they performed for us, Glory Land and I'm Going with the Lord. And now we're hearing Roll Jordan Roll from their album Walk With Me, Lord. The Queens of Harmony take the stage at the Pabst Theater Friday night, along with the Masonic Wonders, Victory in Praise, Youth Choir, and the Genesis Singers, and the Sharon Travelers. Milwaukee Gospel Jubilee at the Pabst gets underway at 8 p.m., and all proceeds from the concert will go to Progressive Community Health Centers. And I'm Bonnie North. Thanks, as always, for tuning in today. Lake Effect returns tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air comes your way next.